Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Good morning, all of you. Great to be with you as we begin a new broadcast week. You're talking about the political issues of the day over a couple of coffee that actually do impact your life and how you can use them. These things we talk about every day to change your world by persuading persuadable person, just, you know, sort of think about things differently for a change. We do that, and you do that, by having meaningful conversations. Not debating people, not getting in their face, but having meaningful conversations with people about these issues that really do impact their lives. So here's what I want to talk about today. A couple of things. Is the violence in Portland, and by extension, what we're seeing more of it in other places in Oregon, is that a result of COVID? Or is it a result of being soft on crime, coddling the criminals? I want to talk a little bit about that because it relates not just to the story in the Oregonian about what happened over the weekend in Portland, but the shooting that happened or the fight that broke out at a rapper concert in Lane County, Lane County Fair, where the security people quickly put down the guys involved. And they were gang members, obviously gang members. What happens if you don't stop this stuff? We're going to talk about that because it relates again to a subject I talk about regularly that is a way that you can, it is a subject, it is a way that you can move people. And it's just common sense, friends. That's all it is. I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about a couple of other things. For those of you that are state employees or city employees, and you're in the PERS system, the PERS board just voted Friday to lower the rate of return on the PERS pension fund, okay, which has billions of dollars in it. It is underfunded. Now, what does that mean? Well, they just made it worse. Why? Why would they do this, and what does it mean to you? More importantly, what does it mean to the voters and the taxpayers when this kind of thing happens? Because a choice then ultimately has to be made. And it won't be made anytime soon, because as long as the Democrats are in charge of state government, they'll keep growing and expanding state government. And by extension, that happens with other governmental agencies anyway. And in doing so, as they expand and they add more employees into the system that are paying into PERS, it just kicks the can down the road and delays the ultimate thing that will happen. What is that? The collapse of the system? When the unfunded mandates ultimately, the unfunded part of the PERS system has to manifest itself, has to actually be paid. When does that happen? Does it ever happen? Are people just living a fantasy that it won't happen? Sort of like the national debt, which is probably somewhere in the tune of over $30 trillion now. The official number is smaller than that, but I mean, at some point, doesn't that have to be paid back? What about the unfunded liabilities of the federal government? You realize, friends, that by some accounting of economists in prestigious both universities and think tank organizations, that the unfunded mandate, in other words, the promises the federal government has made to the American people, is somewhere around $200 trillion. It's a stunning amount of money. And when you put that into the context of what our GDP is, which is, you know, GDP being defined as every dollar that gets spent in America for anything in a year. What is it? Roughly 23 trillion now? Something like that? And with inflation going higher because of Joe Biden's policies and Democrats' big spending policies, it's going to have to increase. But at what point does that bill come due? What does it mean in the meantime for it? Well, in Oregon, I will tell you on the PERS situation, as long as Kate and whoever's the next governor behind her, and let's hope it's a Republican who has the courage to take this situation on head first. See, the handwriting's on the wall, folks. As long as Kate Brown and the Democrats in control can get money from Washington, D.C. to keep growing and expanding the base of employees at all levels who pay into the PERS system, you just kick the can down the road. Because at some point, an unfunded liability, in other words, there's not enough money in the PERS fund, and there's lots of money in the PERS fund right now, and it's all being masked by not only the growth of government and adding new employees into the system, but also the great returns on in the stock market. As long as that is being masked, nobody deals with it. None of the politicians, including the Republicans, have the courage to deal with it. Now, we did. When I served in the House of Representatives, we tried it, and we had a Democrat governor, Ted Kulongoski, who recognized the danger it is. Now, what is that? What is that danger? It is the choice that has to be made politically. That's the danger. It's the choice that has to be made politically between huge class sizes in your schools because you can't hire enough teachers because of what the PERS board just did, or the fact that you can't hire enough cops. Set aside the dumb ideas of defunding cops. Set aside the idea that you can't have enough firefighters. When you call 911, it takes forever for somebody to show up. Why? Because PERS, under its current structure, which is, by the way, set in stone because the Oregon Supreme Court, which is on PERS, which ought to be changed. There are two groups of people that should never be in the public employees retirement system: judges and legislators. And for that matter, any elected politician, period. None of them should be available for PERS. Now, if you want to have them available for a 401k situation where they put in as much as the taxpayers put in, well, that's different. Because in Oregon, the way it is arranged today, public employees sort of pay into their PERS fund. And the reason I say sort of, it's a long story, but the bottom line is you think you are, but the legislature gives you the money to pay your own PERS, which means the taxpayers are paying for all of it. In reality, you're not paying any of it. The real danger is the political danger here, folks. It's the political danger that happens on the left. For them, it is when parents turn on the unions, turn on school boards. that allow the unions to run them, to enter into union collective bargaining agreements that say what it says about PERS. Because when you have such huge class sizes, because that's ultimately what will have to happen, because as the PERS board cut their assumption Friday of what the amount of money they're going to get in their investment fund, they cut it from 7.2 to 6.9. What does that mean? That coupled, according to the Oregonian story, that reduction, coupled with a slight increase in inflation, folks, inflation's going higher, it means that the contribution that the employers, the public agencies, have to make into the PERS system goes up beginning 2023. And it goes up by 2.7% of payroll. In some places right now, some agencies, some school districts and others, the PERS contribution rate alone is 30% of an employee's wages. Did you know that? It's going to go higher. What that means is if the taxpayers refuse to give that fire district or that police district or that city the money to fund police with increased levies, if they refuse to do that, what choice does that agency have to make? They cut employees. And that means that when you call 911, it takes longer for somebody to show up. What does that mean to the safety and life? You call 911, it takes longer for a cop or a firefighter to show up. You have your kids enrolled in a public school, and there's 50 or 60 kids in their elementary class that you can't control because state law and school board policy doesn't allow you to control it. And you got to teach transgenderism and the 1619 Project. And that white supremacy is the real threat and climate change is the real threat to 50 little munchkins, if you will, in an elementary class. And your parents then begin realizing their kids are not getting a quality education. Why? Because their kids come home indoctrinated and brainwashed, but they can't do math and they can't read. That's the political danger that is setting up. Because at some point, those parents who've been voting Democrat or not voting at all of a cousin, all of a sudden become what we call woke, to use a term today. And that ain't good for the unions that fund the Democrats that put all of this stuff into place. Now, here's the question for you to ponder as we get ready to go into the break. Is Oregon savable at that point? When that finally happens, and it will, Oregon's still going to be savable. 503-589-1220. Let's talk about it on the other side. That and even more. Is the violence in Portland and across the state a result of COVID? Coddling criminals. 6:20 in the morning, 503-589-1220 is the power of church.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk. And by the way, if you're a public employee in the PERS system, don't worry about it right now. No, I'm quite serious. Because the legislature, as the story in the Oregonian talks about, the legislature kicked the can down the road. Now, that really angered the unions, and you know that cost Mark Hass, the Democrat moderate senator from the Lake Oswego area, cost him his run in the Democrat primary to become the next Secretary of State. Because the unions, he voted for that kick the can legislation down the road, which came out of the Democrat-controlled legislature. Now, what does that tell you? First of all, a couple of things. What does it tell you about it if Democrats in the legislature and a Democrat governor, Kate Brown, sign legislation that the unions don't want? Somehow they got to kiss and make up because the unions fund and run these Democrat campaigns. I'm not kidding you when I say they fund and run them. All it takes is for you to do a little bit of research on some of these candidates that are funded by the public employee unions, and you'll know. It tells you that Democrat politicians know how radioactive this is in the long term. Because at some point, people wake up. And it ain't pretty for them. And there's a massive change. This is not an easy thing for them to navigate, to be sure, as you would expect. Call back in 503-589-1220. It is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. It's going to get really hot, folks. It was warm yesterday. Over the weekend, it's going to continue to be warm. And if your air conditioning system is not working, you really need to call Freedom Heating and Air. They're not only one of our great sponsors of this radio station, but of this show. Because they believe in who we are as Americans. They believe in freedom. They stand for it. And they do a heck of a good job. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's who they are. Give them a call and they'll come out. They pride themselves on emergency services. It's what they do best. It's how they've been in business for 40 years. They have great discounts for veterans and seniors. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Colin. Colin, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, Jeff. Just by the way, I hung up earlier because I'm going to work and I'm in a little spotty of an area as far as reception goes. Before the commercial break, you asked if we believe that Oregon is worth saving at a certain point. And, I got to say, I think it's always worth saving, whether it's Oregon or whether it's California or whether it's America in general. This land has always been the poor and broken of every other, the oppressed of every other nation, including our own, who have fought to make what is enshrined in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution to make it what it was supposed to be. And when you think about it, former slaves like Frederick Douglass, he said that what is in the Constitution was a golden nugget that was a promise of the most freest countries and freest ideals ever created. But we in America at that point had did a do as I say, not as I do type of thing, and we didn't follow our own Constitution. So if former slaves throughout history, including Martin Luther King as well, he also appreciated that, if these former slaves who were oppressed in our own country can see the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights for what it is to everyday Americans, then we can weather this. And all we really need to do is ignore the fringes and come together in the middle and just stop letting the politicians control everything. If there's this idea that Obama was supposed to create this coalition of the disenfranchised as far as the voting bloc, and Biden tried to tap into it. And if there's ever a coalition of the disenfranchised, it's everyday Americans that sit in the middle that don't want to deal with any of this because we're too busy, you know, building our lives and making, trying to make this world a better place when people who are on the fringes say that's what they're doing when they're really not.
So you bring up, Colin, a really good point, because there is this group of people in the middle who are doing just that. They're trying to live the American dream, and they want a better life for their kids than what they had. That's always been part of the American dream. They want to own their own home. They want to have a certain amount of independence. They want to feel good about being an American. And this is part of what Donald Trump appealed to. So here's the question I have for you, and I'll ask you this. And folks, I want you all to just think about this. What are the issues in our daily lives that could bring us together as a country? Because we're very divided right now. Colin, what do you think it is?
Well, I mean, really, personally, I would say it's just figuring out a way to, come together and understand that America isn't perfect, but it's not the evil that people from my generation and people from the Woodstock generation and people from the new generation, I'll say it is. If we can admit that we're not perfect, but we're not evil, because if you do believe in God, humans are the ultimate version of divine creations with evil temptations. And that's the human heart. Everyone has the creation to do great good and great evil, and it's all about who you are and how you build that. So if we just go around, you know, wandering throughout everyday life, and thinking that we're all evil or that we're all good, you know, which is, you find that in a lot of people, especially in the cult of woke these days.
Thanks, Colin. You know, gotta let you go. We're at the bottom of the hour break. I appreciate your thoughts and answering. 6:30, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour. Is America worth saving? Is Oregon worth saving? Or is your local community worth saving? Now, what do I mean by saving? Is it just your liberty? Is it your quality of life, like Colin was talking about? Most people just wanting to have a decent life. Now, I'm going to tell you, that is a human desire. I don't care where you are. I've been all over this world. And in some of the worst places, the hell holes of the world, if you will, I have been in. And I don't care who you are, you want a good life for yourself, for your family, for your kids. Do. I don't care who you are. You want it. In America, everything that built and made America what it is changing. Is it good? Now, we could argue about PERS and this story about PERS and the PERS board lowering the investment rate, which means it's going to cost your local government agency that pays into PERS, it's going to cost them more money out of their budget. How are they going to pay for that? Are they going to raise your taxes to do that? Probably not. In fact, one of the PERS board members who's a teacher, 30 years in the system, said as much. What it's going to do is it means you're going to have bigger class sizes. How is that good for your kids? How's it good for your grandkids? The answer is simple. It ain't, to use improper English. We can argue about that all day, but does any of it matter? If you're not safe in your home, or your kids aren't safe at the bus stop or in school. So if knee-jerk politicians at every level are defunding cops, what happens? Well, exactly what the Oregonian story is about. Politicians try to blame it on COVID or something else, or Donald Trump, when in fact everybody understands it was their actions. The defunding the cops is the stupidest thing in the world, the dumbest idea in the world. And now guess what they're having to do? All of those politicians fell in line with the Black Lives Matter, Antifa meme. All of a sudden they're saying, well, yeah, maybe we need to, like the Chicago mayor, was it? Because of that horrific shooting in broad daylight? No, it was the Washington, D.C. mayor who cut the cops' budget. Who said, well, we're going to pay any amount of overtime necessary to find the guys that did this, that shot a bunch of people in broad daylight. Downtown, in the middle of the day, people scattering for their lives in the restaurants, in the outdoor cafes. Well, you know, if you hadn't cut the cops' budget to begin with, maybe you wouldn't have to do that. We can argue about how much we're spending on PERS and K-12 education and all of that, and it's important, believe me, it is. But none of it matters if you're not safe at home. If the violence that happens regularly in downtown Portland, which has spiked, predictably, because they defunded basically the gang enforcement unit, because that was politically proper at the time. So the story that made Fox News about the Lane County Fair in Saturday afternoon, there's a video, you can watch it, and it's on the Oregon Watchdog. A fight broke out amongst gang members. Now, they don't say that in the story, but all you have to do is just read between the lines and look at who, well, the video. And apparently one of the gangbangers has a gun, and it goes off when the security guys take him to the ground. Somebody gets shot. Now, I actually was in, and Rebecca, hang on, I'll get to you in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. The gun goes off, apparently, according to one witness, told the TV station, and hit a female bystander in the arm after it ricocheted off the ground. Well, that's good that that's all it did, and that person got transported to the hospital. The word we got, I was actually at church in pre-service prayer on Saturday evening, and I got a text from a friend saying that there was an active shooter event at the Lane County Fair, and they were evacuating the fairground. That's exactly what happened after this all transpired, and it was because there was a rapper that was performing. Rap music attracts what kind of people? Well, people who like the music, but it also attracts gangbangers. The violence in downtown Portland spreads. The attitude that we're going to coddle the criminals then spreads to other communities. And the criminals think they can go into other towns because Portland's not holding them accountable. 1,000+ violent protesters arrested in 100 consecutive nights of rioting in downtown Portland, violent protests and declared riots. Over 1,000 of them not prosecuted by social justice warrior DA Mike Schmidt. You don't think that's not spreading? The attitude You got another social justice warrior who happens to be the DA of Deschutes County in Bend, named John Hummel. None of these political things matter. This is a conversation point you can have with people. None of these things matter if you're not safe in your home because of gang violence or because they don't prosecute the guy that breaks into your car in the middle of the night and steals a bunch of stuff or damages your car. And the cops basically come out, they write a report, and they don't do anything about it. Why? Because there's not enough of them. Why? Because of PERS. That's a political decision. You see how this works, folks? None of it makes sense. So I want to go back to Colin, and then I'm going to do a quick commercial and take Rebecca, because she's been very patient here. I want to go back to what Colin said. And I hadn't intended to go down this road, but he brought up such an important point. Most people are just trying to live their lives. Most of the people that are persuadable in your life, in your world, are just trying to live their lives. They want a better world. It's true in America, and it's true all over the world, because that's what human beings want. They want to live in peace. They don't want to be fighting and warring with each other. If you're not safe in your home, if you're not safe in the streets, and you can't go to you can't even go to the Lane County Fairgrounds and not have a rapper fight, a gang fight break out, and somebody gets shot. None of this stuff matters. Arguing about how much money we're going to throw at K-12, giving illegal aliens free health care, PERS unfunded liabilities, none of it matters if you're not safe. That's government's first and most important obligation to you, the citizen. Not just a taxpayer, but its moral obligation, its ethical obligation is to keep you safe. And if you're coddling criminals, and if you're defunding the cops who keep you safe and the firefighters, you ain't keeping people safe, to use improper English again. So I want to thank Pfeiffer Roofing for being one of our great sponsors. They have this new product, folks, and you really need to check it out. If you know that your roof is in not good shape or it has leaked, just beginning to show that, they have a product that costs a fraction of a new roof. You don't have to put on a new roof. It's called RoofMax, and you can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. It is soybean-based product that they spray on your roof. It's all natural, but it permeates, it rejuvenates the life of your asphalt shingles, and it can give you maybe as many as 15 years more on your roof. It has a 5-year guarantee, and it costs a fraction of it. You can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing. Check out a great video they have on their website, pfeifferroofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com. PfeifferRoofing.com. Call them 503-647-4725. They give you a free estimate. Maybe this is the right product for you. 503-647-4725. Roof Max. Go to their website. Check it out. Rebecca, thanks for hanging on. You've been very kind. It's on your mind about our subjects today.
Well, I first of all wanted to say thank you for all of this explanation. For those of us who don't understand or follow these things, it's really important to have you bring these topics up, especially reminding us about the union and how it controls Oregon. And I believe you're talking about the government union. These are government employees who are unionized, and the point being that their government and the union are sitting on one side of the table, and instead of
Hey, Rebecca, hang on. I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize. I didn't give you enough time to make the point. Hang on through the break. We'll be right back. 6:40.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Walt had sent me a great email about Representative Paul Evans and his newsletter. And I'll try to get to that before we get to the end of the show, because Walt wants to know, how do you respond to the newsletter? And I have some thoughts about that. But I do want to go back to Rebecca. Rebecca, thanks for hanging on through the break. Please continue your thoughts.
Okay, well, when the government employees are unionized, then the union sits at the table with the government and gets the government people elected, so that it's all one big it's organized against the taxpayer. The taxpayer sits on the opposite side of the table and has no power to the taxpayer is the one they're trying to fleece. Anyway, I wanted to just add to the discussion that America is worth trying to save. And Wisconsin had Scott Walker and the Republicans get elected. I think it took them one session to clean up Wisconsin from 100 years of no Republicans ever being elected, and all of the horrid stuff the Democrats had been doing for a long time. But during that period of time, the unionized people, including lots of teachers, came and sat in the Capitol building of Wisconsin and caused millions of dollars of damage, and nobody made them go away. They just sat there, and they were camping out in in other words, they were trespassing. What would get us thrown out, they got to do for a long, long, long time, and caused millions of dollars of damage and upheaval and stuff in the Capitol building. And I just wanted to remind people of that.
You know, it's a great point, and it is a point of hope. Rebecca, thank you for that. It was, believe me, it was worth waiting to hear you say that. And I appreciate your patience with me this morning as you hung on the phone a long time here. Folks, if you don't think there's any hope for Oregon, I just want you to think about what Rebecca just said, because what she just said is true. It happened in Wisconsin. Those Republicans, the people voted in Republicans in spite of Democrats gerrymandering just like they do in Oregon. Is at some point, the Republicans either had the right message or people were just fed up with what the Democrats were trying to sell them. And it didn't matter that the teachers' union came in and were militant. If you remember those videos, it was stunning. Republicans held firm. And it worked. So if you don't think there's hope for Oregon, you should just remember what has been achieved in otherwise considered to be blue states. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Yeah, we can argue about a lot of things policy-wise, but none of it matters if we're not safe. None of it matters. And that's government's number one obligation to you and I. It's ethical and moral obligation to us. It isn't to collect our taxes. It is to keep us safe. Before I go to our next caller, I want to remind you that if you're looking for a contractor, Eric Gazer, Righteous Renovations, ought to be somebody you consider. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com, and you'll see some of the great projects that they literally have done for people. Really disruptive projects like a bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, and they do them well. And it's one of the things they pride themselves on. Eric Gazer, Righteous Renovations. Check it out. Look at the before and after comments. And frankly, look at the great customer comments, before and after pictures, and the customer comments on his website of satisfied customers. And you can have confidence that's somebody you can work with. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Of course, it's worth saving. There's no doubt about that. but we have to take back our rights, and we got to make sure that what occurs in our state and in our country is what is not only legal, and our what rights are protected. And so we have to start at the bottom and work up to make sure that they're not in control, that we are in control. And that starts with the integrity of our boat. And if we have no integrity in our boat, then stuff is going to continue to happen, and it's going to get worse. There is no doubt in my mind about that. And that's why it's very important that we have to get organized. We have to hold them accountable. And there is people out there that want to see that happen. And that's why Mark Levin wrote his book on American Marxism and how entrenched that is in everything. And we have to fight. And if we fight, we can win. But we no longer can just sit by the wayside. We have to get involved, because if we don't, we lose what we have. And so I hope that answers your question, Jeff.
Yeah, it does. And it is really an art. I'm going to let you go, because I appreciate you making that point, because it segues nicely with what Colin was saying earlier when he called in the beginning of the show here. Is that you have to, something has got to move the people in the middle. It's those people that are really deciding our elections. They don't necessarily like either party. They may be of either party, but they don't necessarily agree with what's going on, or they may be independents. I had a extended conversation yesterday with one of those people. Isn't a Republican, is a registered unaffiliated independent voter here in Oregon. But he will vote for someone with the right message. So what is that message? And then once you get somebody elected, how do you hold them accountable? This is where you and I come in our world and talking to the people around our world, because that's face to face, neighbor to neighbor, friend to friend, family member to family member, worker to coworker. This is how you get around the bias of the news media and social media. It's why we have these conversations, why we talk about this stuff, because it's important. It's everything to the future. Everything you hope and dream and aspire for and think Oregon can be restored back to, and not this crazy leftist weird place. It's all possible. It is. We just have to believe it. And then we have to take action. And that means a lot of the things Art just talked about. Friends, one of the things you can also take action on is being well taken care of your health. And you do that with CBD. And I do it through Pro Bioscience. Check them out on the web, pro-bioscience.com. Lee and Julie and Gail and Wilbur and Greg, thank you for the email. Sorry I didn't get to them. That's about her. It's not going to this. I could be government. Sick. Pray and fight. Leave.